This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's sci-fi and Squeam Gym, but not as we know it. On Joy 94.9.
One station in all the world, a chosen station.
To boldly go where no show has gone before.
Sci-fi and Squeam.
Sci-fi and Squeam.
On a Tuesday night, Joy 94.9.
Thank you. This is Sci-fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. It is Tuesday, the 18th of September. That's the one and only Rapper Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
It is. The Sugar Hill Gang. Now, why did you choose this song?
That song? Oh, I don't know. It's an old school, definitely old school. And, I mean, that comes back. That's from 1981. It's so ancient, but justified that we play it. Because tonight we're talking about and talking to the Black Tribbles, of course, from Philadelphia, G-Town Radio in Philly, Pennsylvania, PA, USA, and they are a geek squadron of fellow geeky people.
And that's right. We actually spoke in America last week. I think Friday. It was this week, last week, yeah. Mm. And so we're on air in America. Yeah. Sci-fi and Scream featured in America with the Black Tribbles. Yeah. And that the start of that kind of show is coming up in a little bit. Cool. And we also have later in the evening a review of a movie that I saw today, Hotel Transylvania, coming out on the 20th, and that was from Sony Pictures. When we were talking to the Black Tribbles, we were talking about villain women.
Yeah, bad girls.
Bad girls in film, movies, and I think games as well, a little bit of games.
Yeah, games, comics as well, TV.
I think we should just go straight into that.
Yep.
What do you think,
Sonia? Let's have a listen. I think so.
This is the Black Tribbles and Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Hey, what's up? What's up, dude?
How you feeling?
Not bad.
This was up. The Black Tribbles, Sci-Fi and Squeam on the line. Together,
yeah,
United States,
at last.
Australia, uniting as one.
Having sex, like it, international.
Keeping it real tonight.
We just want to know how you feel, baby. We're talking about the real bad girls club, the real bad vixens in movies and comics and everything. And on the table was Salma Hayek from Dusk Till Dawn.
I mean, we all are black here. Why don't we just get some Kool-Aid?
What I just said,
yeah,
man.
No Kool-Aid, man.
Get some drink.
Is it true they're going to look at banning in New York City? I know you're not in New York, but is it true they're going to ban Kool-Aid? Soft drinks?
No, they made that thing official.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Like 16 sizes in New York, 16-ounce drinks in New York. They banned them.
Black people in the ghetto are going to riot.
I can't get my Kool-Aid.
I can't upsize.
I don't know, but yeah, they just announced it today that, like, Bloomberg had proposed it, and they just passed the ban.
Yo, I just started getting into Kool-Aid. It is really good. They are going to ban it?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir.
This is
not
absurd.
Not this thing.
Oh,
all right, don't do that. See, let's calm down. Let's calm down a little bit. We got people on the
Yeah, you've got people on the other side of the world, on the bottom of the world.
And we don't have Kool-Aid.
We don't have Kool-Aid. We're not allowed it.
We don't have, a Kool-Aid equivalent? Like, well, you know, like...
What do we call it?
It's,
well, I don't know what Kool-Aid is. Like, we've got...
Give us an address. Right. We'll take care of that.
Damn that. We're going to show them what Kool-Aid is. You can't tell somebody about Kool-Aid. Give us an address. We'll take care of it.
Okay, cool.
And we'll send instructions about how much sugar you need.
Okay.
Don't read the pack. We'll tell you how much sugar to add.
Yeah, don't pay attention to the directions.
Wait, all we need is the address. We'll send it.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
When the spoon can stand by itself.
Oh, isn't that a Slurpee?
I don't think we have an equivalent for Kool-Aid.
No, not like
no
that.
No equivalent for Kool-Aid. There's no equivalent. Okay.
All right, then you need to send us an address.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
We need an address. We're gonna
send. Yeah, we're gonna get an address from Sonya. We're gonna send you some Kool-Aid.
Awesome.
For real.
No lie. I just recently have been like, since get some water. We got Sonya. We got the Sci-Fi and Squeam on the line from Joy 94.9 in Australia.
Yeah.
And we're talking about baddest, most evil, flyest evil chicks in comics and movies. Any that come to your mind, Sonya?
Dean.
Oh, it's Dean. I have always loved the White Queen in the X-Men, but when she was actually the White Queen as opposed to Emma Frost's teacher when she was with the furry collar and the bondage white bikini, and she was always awesome.
Yes, there's nothing like a woman in white that is just sexy to me. I don't know why, especially if you get like a beautiful brown woman in some white like lace stockings. And
stop touching me, man.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Yes, that's good. That's a good. That's a good one. The White Queen. I can rep for the White Queen.
Yeah.
How about you, Sonia?
Definitely think in the recent film Snow White and the Huntsman, Charlize Theron looked pretty damn good.
She does a good evil.
She does a good evil. Guess who's walked in the studio here down under? We have got Mitch. Mitch is here.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Mitch is in the building.
I'm in the building.
Good to be Mitchful. The whole Sci-Fi and Scream team is in the building. Nice.
Yay.
Now, tell our people here in Philly and in the United States exactly what goes down at Joy 94.9 and, more importantly, on Sci-Fi and Scream.
Joy 94.9 is the only 24-hour LGBTIQ radio station in Australia, so we're pretty lucky, and we are, as far as we know, the only genre geek radio show that transmits from Australia. Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow, okay.
That's what we're kind of about.
Yeah,
we're doing our best. And we broadcast on Tuesday nights, which would be your Wednesday morning, I reckon, about 8 or 9 a.m. Yeah, we cover as much sci-fi as we can, some comics, horror. There's lots of horror coming up.
It's always all squeezed in as much as can fit in. It's a chock full hour every single week.
What's popping down under right now? What's the thing? What's everybody vibing about?
Yeah, what's the big thing down there?
What's the big thing, Dean?
The horror fest you were just telling me about.
Yeah, there's going to be an awesome horror fest coming up, which is in Halloween time, 31st of October to the 9th of November, called Monster Fest. Movies to melt your mind. And there's some really good ones there.
We've got a big October, actually. We've got Armageddon, so there's a comic.
Yeah, that's a comic con.
Comic con convention going on for a big weekend. Everyone's getting their outfits all sorted for that. And then there's the horror fest, so lots of horror, and it's kind of going off.
Zombie Shuffle as well.
Zombie Shuffle, yeah.
They're going for
the record this year. We hope to get 10,000 people shuffling like a zombie, as you do in Melbourne.
Hey, if y'all find me out, I'm volunteering my service. I'll be a naked zombie.
Hey, I've got to tell you guys one thing about Melbourne. Yeah. This is something that I don't know. I hope you'll be impressed. Melbourne was supposed to be called Batmania. I kid you not.
It was called Batmania?
Yeah, because there was a so-called pioneer, you know, a European settler who came to Australia, and his name was John Batman.
So, she's seriously not joking.
Wait a minute.
Then how did they get messed up and turn into this corny Melbourne?
I don't know. Some other guy, Lord Melbourne, he decided that he was a bit more special. I don't know.
Then we need to get a petition going. We need to get this back to Batmania.
Back to Batmania.
I mean, anything. Yeah. Did Batman go back to time? Couldn't have been the same guy.
This is Charlene Harris talking on Sci-Fi and Scream at Joy 94.9.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9 here in Batmania at Joy. Now, that was a little bit... just a tad of something called Black Tribbles. They're too cool to be geeks and they're too cute to be nerds. They are Black Tribbles, and they do everything from sci-fi, comic books, movies, video games, cartoons, anything a geek would love to get tossed about by five-headed hairy hordes of Black Tribbles. Now, that's from their own Facebook page, so yeah, that's the way it goes. They broadcast live every Thursday, 9 p.m. on G-Town Radio, which is a community digital radio station in Philadelphia, and they podcast weekly through Podomatic and other podcast places. Now, they sound very familiar, and that is why we decided to try and get in touch with them and to do this special broadcast. So basically, all geeks unite, and it doesn't matter what colour you are.
And just before we continue with the interview, I'd just like to let anyone who has just tuned in, we are talking to the Black Tribbles. And so here we go, continuing in with the Black Tribbles on Joy 94.9.
Because some of our Australian listeners would like to know just briefly about Black Tribbles and why you've called yourself that and about the history.
We call ourselves Black Tribbles. Basically, like, we all are geeks, we all are nerds, but we're not quite your average geek or nerd, you know? I mean, well, except Jay. We wanted something that could kind of, like, still represent who we were, but also show that we're a little bit outside that box. And then when we were thinking about something that, that is jointly that all nerds have in common, a love of sci-fi. Sci-fi starts with either, you go down the line, it's either Star Wars or Star Trek.
Yeah.
And then when you break down to Star Trek, that whole universe, we started thinking about the Tribbles, and that just, that was perfect. You know what I mean? We, especially when you look at the episode, the first episode where the Tribbles were originated, there are no black Tribbles. Even when we went to TribbleToys.com, which was created by the creator of the Tribbles. Yeah, we actually asked him, hey, are there any black Tribbles? And he said, well,
nope,
are no black Tribbles. That's all the more reason for us to represent what is out there. People would have you think, when they think about nerds or geeks, that there are no black nerds, there are no black geeks. Yes, there are. They are out here. There are black Tribbles, and that's what we represent. And we're bringing everybody into the nation, everybody that comes on our show, and all our fans to get their own Tribble designation. I'm the Bad Tribble, Super Tribble. Right here on the Man Show, we got Judo Tribble, we got Kung Fu Tribble, we got the world famous Mud Butt Tribble here in the building. You know what I mean? So,
and
I mean,
new Tribbles in the building.
And new Tribbles growing each and every day. We even got our own Tribble right there, Earl Grey. You hear him? That's our very own Tribble, you know, that we have right here in the building. So that's how we get down. Every Thursday, live on gtownradio.com from 9 to 11. We're 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And you go to blacktribbles.com and check out all of our past shows.
You didn't have to throw it in the face.
I didn't have to do that.
So how many Tribbles now? Have you estimated how many you have? Is it a million
yet? How many are in the nation?
Yes.
In Tribble Nation.
Wow. I would say it easily right now. If I'm being, I'm being real.
Yep.
It's probably about a good a buck.
About 100-something.
Yeah, officially about 100. Yeah, yeah, I would say officially maybe about 100, 120.
Cool.
You know, Tribbles roll call anywhere.
We have like 500 likes.
Yeah, we
do. Five and some.
Well, yeah, we've got 500. Well, we've got 595. Yeah, 565 likes on Facebook. But I'm just being real about the people that have actually contacted us and interact with the show and been guests with the show and friends of the show. It's probably about a good 120, 125. But it's growing. We added, I think, like just maybe five more. I'm not even counting them. So yeah, it's about 130 now. I added like five more yesterday. You know what I mean? So
think of the names, like the names for your Tribbles. Do you just make it up, or have you guys got a reason why he's Earl Grey Tribble? Or
he's gray, so
he's,
oh, I like Earl Grey tea.
And then you know you
and
take
so
the
so he was gray.
Shut up.
that's his
origin story, though.
That's how it happened. I bought him at a convention, and I said he's gray, and I like tea, so he's Earl Grey tea, and.
Earl Grey Tribble. And it actually
that.
Just does happen to fall in line that, you know, Captain Jean-Luc Picard drinks tea Earl Grey.
Tea Earl Grey hot.
I already knew that.
Well,
hello.
I mean, what would happen when the people listen to
me? I didn't want to give them all my secrets. I am a soothsayer.
Yeah,
I am a soothsayer, a knower of knowledge.
Say that five times fast.
Sage Tribble.
Yeah. Enough out of you.
I see you in
here. Go ahead, Sonya. I'm sorry.
I've lost my train of thought. I was thinking of so many Tribbles.
See, that's what happens.
You know?
We
have that effect on people.
Yeah.
But people that join the Tribble Nation, they come up with their name based on, like, basically where their geek lies. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like Randy, he's the Super Tribble because he's a representative, big-time fan of Superman, everything Superman. We've got the Master Tribble because he just knows everything.
I'm a Jedi Master.
He's a Jedi Master.
And I'm strong with the Force.
Before you get off the line, you, Sonya, Mitch, all of you, we want your Tribble names. You got to tell us.
I know, this is hard.
I know mine.
Mitch, what's
yours? Mitch, you got yours?
I'm Catch It Tribble.
Who?
Catch It
Tribble.
Catch It Tribble, because I like Pokemon, so I got to catch them all. Catch It Tribble.
I like that. I like that.
That was Mitch?
Mitch is Catch It Tribble. I like that. That's cool.
Dean.
I would say I'm X-Tribble, because I love the X-Men. Is there an X-Tribble?
Oh, we've got an X-Tribble.
Oh, okay. I need something else then.
Mine was really good.
Yeah,
you guys
were great.
Marvel Tribble? Have you got a Marvel Tribble yet?
No, we don't have a Marvel.
I do love Marvel. I'm all about Marvel. I'm not a DC fan. It's all Marvel for me.
But you're wearing a DC t-shirt.
Well, it's because it's a t-shirt.
We don't
discriminate on black.
Yeah. I'm an equal opportunity T-shirt person, you know.
All right, so you want to be Marvel Tribble?
Marvel team? Tribble, bring it.
Marvel oh. Tribble.
But she did blow you up right there. She did.
Yeah, she did put you on blast, dude. you Street. You repping Marvel Tribble in the Batman T-shirt.
It's
not a violation.
It says so Batman, vote for me, actually, the T-shirt.
It's the Joker pointing at the world.
Vote for me.
Hi, Sonya.
Hi, it's my turn. Horror Tribble.
Horror Tribble.
I think you should be Undead Tribble.
Undead. Or Undead Tribble's cool.
Yeah.
We actually have Undead.
Oh, damn it.
Oh.
Good suggestion, though.
Okay, Horror Mistress.
We're going to go Horror Tribble?
Horror Mistress Tribble.
Hey.
Horror Mistress.
Yeah. Now, doesn't that get into the evil women and everything? What's that put in your head?
I don't want to know.
Dominatrix.
Yeah, I want to see Horror Mistress Tribble doing some cosplay. Yes.
I think we can organize something. Yeah, for sure.
Whatever you command, mister.
This is Irana Gozi, creator of Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and Dance Central, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
And now, all that's needed is an audience.
That's right. If you know what time that is, it is movie review time. I did go and see Hotel Transylvania today. It's the pre-release. So the movie comes out 20th of September in, I'm sure, all cinemas around Victoria, and I'll quickly read the blurb for anyone who hasn't heard of this movie. Welcome to Hotel Transylvania, Dracula's lavish five-stake resort, where monsters and their families can live it up, free to be the monsters they are without humans to bother them. On one special weekend, Dracula has invited some of the world's most famous monsters, Frankenstein and his bride, the mummy, the invisible man, and a family of werewolves, to celebrate his daughter Mavis's 118th birthday. For Drac, catering all of these legendary monsters is no problem, but his world could come crashing down when one ordinary guy stumbles on the hotel to take a shine to Mavis. So pretty much the story is based around this hidden hotel that Dracula, voiced by Adam Sandler, created in 1985 to protect his daughter Mavis, voiced by Selena Gomez, and other monsters from humans wielding their pitchforks and fire, this hotel becoming a safe haven to all the classic monsters from Frankenstein, voiced by Kevin James, to the Invisible Man, voiced by David Spade, who was also in Emperor's New Groove and Just Shoot Me. He's got a really funny voice, like really great comedian. The movie is based in present day, and it's Mavis's 118th birthday, the day that Dracula had promised her the freedom to see the world. Eager to leave, Dracula gives her permission to go down to the village and see how evil humans are. She returns to the castle straight after and vows never to leave after what happened. Upon her return, a backpacker named Jonathan, voiced by Andy Samberg, singer of I'm on a Boat and Jizz in My Pants, while also starring in many American movies and TV shows like Saturday Night Live and Adventure Time, American Dad. So Jonathan appears amongst the arrival of the guests for Mavis's annual birthday party. This is where the drama begins, and because having a human in the hotel is meant to be impossible, this is where the trouble starts. The story is basically Dracula trying to dispose of Jonathan with hilarious results. An amazing cast of massive American names, like Fran Drescher, Brian George, Steve Buscemi. Buscemi. Dang. Molly Shannon and Adam Sandler.
I love Molly Shannon. She's a hilarious comedian.
Yes. Yeah. She's really funny.
She's so funny.
And so Adam Sandler as well, who is also executive producer of the film.
Love
so
him.
So you know it's actually really funny.
Yeah.
This is a 3D CG, like computer-generated animated film with great story and flow. The way the graphics are presented isn't too overwhelming, so it's not too in your face. And I feel that, you know, because sometimes you go to these these 3D movies, you get a bit dizzy, because I do, and I felt it was just really smooth, a very smooth movie. Cool. The orchestrated music scores set a classic scene. Well, the way the movie works, they kind of fit classic effects into the modern film.
Mm-hmm.
So the art department took the classic movie features, like shadowing everything but Dracula's eyes in some scenes, from the classic black and white films, and turned this child's film into a more serious mm-hmm. kind of attitude. So they've taken these classic features
yep.
from movies to set the scene and turned it more adult, like by putting mm-hmm. it into a children's film. It's a laugh and worth seeing. It's an audience of all ages. I wouldn't say it's just for kids, because yeah. there are some like Slipknot jokes and like a lot of zombie jokes, a little adult jokes that kids wouldn't get.
Go over their heads.
But it's not dirty adults. Yeah. It's just like a really casual kind of like.
Mm, so what do you give it out of
five? I give this film a 3 or 4 star rating out of 5, so maybe 3.5. It was quite a good film. I really enjoyed it. The 3D graphics were stunning. Mm-hmm. Special effects were really, truly amazing.
Mm.
And I really think it was a great thing. There was also a music track by Will.i.am.
No.
smuggled in there. And it's funny because it has orchestrated music in the backgrounds, but also has like auto-tune and a couple of like music scenes. So I think it's actually a really, really interesting film. The cinematography is done really well. As I said, I can't complain. It's a really, really great, flexible movie for all ages. They've done a really good job of making it all
audiences.
And
the director, it's the first time I think that he's been in the States, Jendy Tartakovsky, Russian director.
I couldn't say his name.
Okay. It's written by David Eystern, which is interesting, and Michelle Maduka is the producer. Like you said, it's got even John Lovitz in it. And you mentioned David Spade. I love his voice. It's very unique. And music by Mark Mothersbaugh. It's Columbia Pictures, and it's out through Sony Pictures throughout the country on Thursday. Very cool.
So if you're a fan of monster films or the classic monster films, I say check it out, because you'll see a lot of them on the thing. Now, I think I'm going to go to a track. This was Will Smith's track at the end of the film.
I forgot to mention before, though, the Jungle Brothers from their Down by the Forces of Nature. That was Sunshine.
Yes.
I forgot to tell everyone that. It's such a cool album from 1989.
While we're telling everybody things.
I love it.
Dina Curie joined us.
Yes.
With the Black Tribbles interview. So that's who that other voice is.
The other voice is three of us in the studio with five of them in Philadelphia doing a cross coverage broadcast across the ocean to the northern hemisphere and down here. So yeah, we'll get back to more Black Tribbles a little bit later on.
And so this is Will.i.am and Becky G with Problem.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
This is Scott and Chris. Chris and Scott. And you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9.
Ladies.
Yes, we're doing bad ladies.
Yeah, Mitch, you haven't done one.
Yeah, Mitch, we need a bad girl.
Villain.
A bad girl. Because I'm like, I think you would have already said, like, Maleficent and things like this at Disney.
No one has said Maleficent yet.
There you go. Yeah.
I always pull out Maleficent. She wasn't invited to the party, and it's because she's weird.
she's weird. I like that. Yeah, we got a rep for Maleficent. Yeah, yeah. We've had, I think that's only the second Disney person we've had, right? Third. We have Cruella de Vil.
Cruella. She's always up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then technically we had Charlize Theron, but that's the
Disney movie.
Yeah, it's a Disney Titan movie, you know. So that's a good one. Yeah, Maleficent.
Hmm. Especially since it's getting a movie in 2014.
Yeah, yeah.
With
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie is doing a Maleficent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In
2014. That's the name of it, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, awesome of the pics from the makeup and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's 100% spot on to the animation. Like, I've never seen anything so accurate.
Yeah, but do we really need that, though?
No. The horns, the hair, and all the...
Do we need really a Maleficent? Do we need... I mean, it's gotten to the point where now they're taking, like, any story and trying to flip it to make it...
Any fairy tale. Any
type of genre. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Because they're all public domain stuff. Now they're, like, you know, you had two Snow White movies last year.
Yeah.
You had the Red Riding Hood, Joe.
You had the Red Riding Hood, Joe. You got got Once Upon a Time and Grimm on television.
I like Once Upon a Time, though.
Okay, it's crazy. Do we really need this, though? That's what I'm saying.
I think it would be an interesting backstory. I mean, she has, like, minions and magical powers and a crow. Like, she's got a castle as well, I think. She's in a castle. Like, where did she get this castle from? I mean, castles just don't grow on trees.
I just hope that, because that actually sounds interesting, but let's see if the film actually is.
Yeah, I don't think the film probably won't be anything good.
But it's just like vampires and werewolves a couple of years ago. Like, it just peaks and they jump on it like crazy and try to churn out as much of it as they can, and we all get a little bit sick, and then it all starts again.
Yeah, because now there's another one coming out, Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, there's a
Really?
Oh, witch hunters, hunting down witches. Gretel,
witch hunters, hey. Yeah.
Witch hunters, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. If I was a witch, I don't know if I'd be happy to be, you know, hunted down.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, that's why they put spikes and spires on church steeples. Originally, spires were for, apparently, I was told, so the witches would get speared or whatever.
While trying to get into the church.
As if they would want to.
Yeah.
There is a door.
There is a door.
Why?
Jump for that holy water.
Who else can we rep for? Anyone here?
So is it just movies and comics?
Well, we're doing it doesn't have to be movies and comics, because we actually had somebody rep for somebody real life from the UFC.
Oh, because what came into my head was from TV. Like, Alias always did really good bad girls. And, like,
yeah, we've had TV.
Irina Derevko was what jumped into my mind. The Sydney Bristow's mother in Alias. She was an awesome bad
she was
woman.
Pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah.
She was great and sexy and always just all over it.
She, like, slept with her eyes open. She's like, oh, Alias girl, I sleep with my eyes open. What? Why?
She was that popular,
Kathy Bates.
In Misery. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
My number one fan?
Kathy Bates.
Oh, my God.
Every writer's nightmare.
My feet still cringe just at the thought of it.
We got Robin in the studio. Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, so the Misery movie. My uncle's girlfriend posts on Facebook how much she loves the Misery movie, and then she proceeds to say, I love the Misery movie. By the way, my boyfriend, da-da-da-da. Should I be worried about my uncle?
Yeah, you need to call your uncle.
I said, should I be worried about this post? And she said, I will definitely break your uncle's ankle.
Did you walk with a limp?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's what I said. I said I'll be checking on him.
Yeah, you should do that.
Yeah, you need to go check on your uncle real quick.
At least give him a heads up.
I think I got a good one. I play a lot of Street Fighter. I like to think a lot of people in this room play a lot of Street Fighter. First female character they put in the game since, like, Street Fighter 2 that I really, really liked, Juri.
Oh, my God.
Fire Tripper. Well, I mean, that's the only other character I can really think of off the top of my head. And I love Juri. I love her, but I hate her because she beats the snot out of me.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. This is the fabulous Adam Richard. Yeah, totally love this show.
Hello, I'm John Richards, the co-creator and writer of the best gay and lesbian science fiction themed comedy you will see all year, Outland, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam.
I was actually going to rep, and she's, I guess, technically not a human female, but I was going to say the first alien.
That's
a female.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Really good.
Definitely.
The Borg Queen.
Yeah.
I thought of her. She wasn't bad.
Yo, she was.
The Borg Queen was bad. Come on.
I don't think she was bad, though. I'm like, yo, she went out, like, quick fast.
Yo, no.
She get points for being Borg, but as a Borg Queen, what did you do that's so different than all these other drones beside a whole conversation monologue?
She had been running the entire Borg Empire.
Yeah, she was all that.
Everything that you saw that was
Borg ahead of her.
Yeah.
Star Trek First Contact sucked.
No.
Yep. I agree with that, like, wholeheartedly, and I love Star Trek so much, and yeah, First Contact sucked.
Thank you.
But the whales! The whales!
I love it so much, and that was crap.
Oh, it was the era it was in, you know.
No, it wasn't the era. It was just bad.
Australia seconds my mind.
Yep. I'm right behind you. Marvel Tribbles right behind you.
People speak for the continent.
There you go. You heard it here on Black Tribbles. What Australia thinks the first time.
Boy, go ahead, Fred. You had one. I was thinking from Star Trek, it would be the Duras sisters if you wanted, like, the evil chick.
Yeah, they were evil. They kept popping up and they kept on wreaking havoc.
But they kept messing up.
They can't win. It's Star Trek. The bad guy never wins. Go ahead, Robin. I hear you over there.
Conan the Conqueror, the queen that sent them on the journey.
I give it to Grace Jones first, but she scared me more.
Grace Jones was scary.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sonya. Go ahead.
No, Grace Jones, you're right. pretty scary. Didn't she have a snake come out of her mouth? I can't remember now, but...
She had a tail.
Yeah.
A tail.
All right, so who else can we rep real quick?
I was going to say my lady from Three Musketeers, because just when she's done manipulating the musketeers and everything, at the end she just pulls out a knife, which I think is familiar to some of us.
He said manipulating. No, he started off with manipulating.
You did say manipulating.
Manipulating, oh. The nipolator.
Manipulating.
Oh, interesting.
It's the lips.
What about in J-horror? What about some nasties in that? Like, I'm thinking in Grudge, actually. You know, a lot of Japanese horror,
Grudge.
They have some nasty female
horror,
protagonists.
Are,
yeah.
The Ring. You got Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
The mother? The mother and Carrie?
Yeah, the mother. Yeah, you know what? The mother was a little bit scarier.
Yeah, yeah. No, go ahead, Sonia.
Oh, Buffy. In the Buffy universe TV series, Glory.
Glory is
really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's bad, but she's also incredibly appealing.
Oh,
in the red dress.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God, yes.
Of course, yeah.
Cersei. You got to give it to her.
No. She's awesome.
You can't not mention her. Yo, she is evil personified, dude. She was bad as shit in Dread, too.
Yeah, but
you know, we do Dread.
Yes, and the Queen in 300. Yes.
But doesn't she come in twos? Because she does everything with her brother.
No, but her brother...
Literally.
No. Well, her brother's gone, like, half the season. Yeah. He's in, like, the Stark family.
Especially this last season, like, she was brilliant and evil, and I loved it.
That's a great series. Somebody.
The little girl from Interview with a Vampire.
Really? Kirsten Dunst, a very young Kirsten Dunst.
It's the best acting she's ever done.
Hold on, I think I have one. Sharon Doherty's character in 90210.
Yeah. No. Just Shannon Doherty.
What about Jean Grey when she turned into the Phoenix?
Dark Phoenix. Hold on. Dark Phoenix break you apart with a wink of an eye.
Dark Phoenix. Woo! Took two of men and women to stop her.
Yeah,
and they still didn't. She just kind of walked away and just was like, whatever.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'll leave now.
Mitch was going to say one.
I was just saying from Power Rangers.
What you going to say, Mitch? Go ahead.
From Power Rangers, the villain. She was like the main villain for like the whole series.
Rita Repulsa.
And she ends up getting married to like her co-villain.
F in Power Rangers.
And she was crazy. She was living on the moon throwing monsters down at the Earth. Like, I think that's pretty crazy.
Joan Crawford. Mommy Dearest.
She's the queen.
There you go.
How about this one? Bette Davis and Joan Crawford in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Whatever happened to both of them. Whatever happened to Baby Jane.
Yeah.
Betty Davis beats the hell out of Joan Crawford. She like feeds her like spoiled food, pushes a wheelchair down the steps.
I know.
Thickening dark black and white. Oh my God, a movie is demented. Yeah. All right, well, but before you go, because we got to let our Australia continue to go, because we can't keep on the line and we're going to be shutting this down soon. Sonia, Mitch, Dean, Joy 94.9, Sci-Fi and Squeam. We're going to give y'all... Come up with one really last good one.
Okay.
Used up my good ones.
I've got one. The mother from Peter Jackson's, you would have had it in the States as Dead Alive, but it was also known as Brain Dead. The mother, because she becomes this massive
giant monster.
Matriarchal vaginal eating monster. It's like crazy, crazy stuff.
I've got Madam Mask from Marvel Comics.
That's cool. That's cool, though. Joy 94.9.
That's right.
We got the triple names. We got Marvel Tribble. We've got Horror Mistress Tribble.
And Catch a Tribble.
Go ahead, Jack. As you sit there and soak in cream, you can relax and enjoy Sci-Fi Scream here on Joy 94.9. Black Tribble's talking to you, baby.
Are you turned on yet?
This is Horror Mistress Tribble.
Marvel Tribble.
Catch it, Tribble.
And you're listening to the Black Tribbles on G-Town Radio.
So that's much. Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you. Sci-Fi and Scream. Miss Sonia, check it out. In the coming months, the Black Tribbles will be live on Sci-Fi and Scream. We're going to return the favor and be live on this. So thanks a lot, y'all.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream, and this is Joy 94.9. Thanks to the Black Tribbles for sharing time with us from G-Town Radio in Pennsylvania, PA, USA. And a big thank you to Len Bat Tribble,
Cruz Webb, the producer of that show over there in the States, who arranged and supported us to do that particular broadcast. Awesome. Now, there's some other news before we do go off and do a few more things. And one of them is awesome news. And I think I've used that word too many times tonight. And especially for Sci-Fi and Squeam listeners, this is an offer you can't refuse, okay? Now, Monash,
okay,
I'm telling you. Now, Monash University, that is, would like to offer all Sci-Fi and Squeam listeners this very special deal. And they're only sending out some specific audiences, including the audience that listens to our show here at Joy 94.9. So it's not available to everybody. All you have to do is contact the number for Monash University at Clayton. All right, the phone number there. And you have to say the words, a planet. And it's a special offer, two tickets for the price of one to see Return of the Forbidden Planet, directed by Bryce Ives at the university campus of Monash in Clayton. And it's running from Wednesday the 26th of September to Saturday the 29th. And it's awesome.
Monash University, Caulfield.
Yeah, Caulfield. So that's what you need to say to get a special offer of two tickets for the price of one. Just say planet.
So you just call up, and when they answer, they're like, hello.
Yeah,
and you're
hello.
Like, planet.
Planet. So it's 9905 1111. So that's 9905 1111, and say planet to go into that offer. So, very, very grateful for Monash University to support us here on Sci-Fi and Squeam. And we did interview Bryce a few weeks back, so that's podcasted, that interview. If you want to check that out, go to joy.org.au and look for Sci-Fi and Squeam.
Sci-Fi and Squeam.
So what's coming up in next week's show, Sonia?
Next week, sci-fi fact versus sci-fi fiction. Ooh. We've got Tara Judah from the Astor Theatre, or cinema, that is, here in Melbourne. And she also does a podcast with Triple R Radio, another community radio station here in Batmania. Tara Judah will be in the studio with us, and maybe another special guest of a scientific nature. So we'll be looking at science fiction and how it crosses over into the real world. Fact or fiction? That's next week. So we'll look at things like, is time travel possible? Is time warp possible? Is warp drive possible? And other warped and geeky, awesome sci-fi things. So yeah, that's next week.
Will we be touching base on some things also, like how fiction affects real life?
Think? With science fiction.
That would be a really
especially.
Good one. A good topic.
Good topic. So yeah, just a big thanks again to the Black Tribbles, everyone involved there, the whole gang from Philadelphia, and to Dina Curry from Guy Fi Podcast. And don't forget, Monster Fest is coming, everybody. Monster Fest 2012. It's exciting.
I can't wait. A lot of gore, a lot of violence, a lot of monsters.
Yeah, we love horror. And it's a big screen mayhem to melt the mind. It's from the 31st of October, I think that's Halloween, to the 9th of November at Cinema Nova in Melbourne. And we'll be heading along to review and preview some of the awesome movies coming out for that. It's a genre loving for drooling cinema fiends with a fetish for the fantastic and the gorish. A big screen celebration of the beautiful, brutal and bizarre. So you've got some amazing people coming out, including the Soska twins, Canadian female twins from Canada, with American Mary. We've got Larry Cohen, who did The Stuff and Maniac Cop. And yes, we have the Dame of Darkness herself, the Mistress of Horror, the original, the one and only Elvira, appearing in Melbourne. So we're really, really excited about all that great news. So that's Monster Fest through Monster Pictures Australia. Hey,
I just went blank.
You've run out of breath, Mitch.
Taken back.
I mean, seriously, it's if you love those sort of genre films, you're going to be really tickled bloody by it.
I really do like gore films, though. Like, the violence, the cutting, the blood.
The fake blood.
The screaming.
The silliness.
Ca-ca.
But sometimes there's a serious nature to it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though. Not always. What's your kind of favourite, just quickly before we go, favourite gore movie?
Favourite gore movie? Ooh, that's really hard, actually. That's so hard.
There's so many. Well, if anyone listening is listening next week, think of some things where sci-fi has affected real life.
I think Last House on the Left, the original.
Oh, that's a goodie.
Maybe, yeah.
Gore film. I like zombie ones. I like zombie films.
Okay.
There's
which
quite a
ones?
Few, I did like 28 Days Later.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of vomity blood. But I wouldn't call that gore. I don't know.
No, I wouldn't either. They were infected, by the way, not actually technically zombies.
This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Good night.
Are you prepared for the zombie apocalypse? In case of emergency, break glass and tune in to Joy 94.9 on a Tuesday night for Sci-Fi and Scream.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.